Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's 38 Special Brain is back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you'll use those to your advantage. The main website has, golly, we got thousands of pieces of information there, from articles to video to podcasts, from the shows, that the interviews I've done over the last, all these years, 18 years, almost 18 years of podcast archives there, from the live show where we've captured those interviews and put them up for people to be able to use. And of course, the last several years, we've done them in individual small segments for probably over 10 years now. Small segments, like 7 5-7 minute segments, and they're easy to find, easy to see what you're looking for. You can search. You can do a search there. If you got a brain trust member you like, look for their suite and go back and read. And not only is their visit with us, they're my interview with them there, but we'll post their articles. They give us permission to post their articles. So it's not just my articles. It's a lot. There's, in fact, probably more of other people's than mine. I've got hundreds of them there, but there's a lot of others there. So I hope you use that as a resource for yourself. It's all free. Thanks to our partners. Thanks to our corporate partners. We appreciate them very much. And, of course, The Age of the Customer, I'd love for you to buy the book, but you know what, folks? It's most of it's there on the websites. If you want to look around, you'll find out an awful lot about The Age of the Customer. The most important thing to me is that you bring your business into The Age of the Customer, that you move away from The Age of the Seller and you move toward The Age of the Customer. That's the most important thing. If you buy the book, I'd love it. I think you'll like it, too, but that's secondary to you guys bringing your business into where your customer expectations are. I want to talk now about the new survey, the most recent survey that we asked that we've got answers on, all the answers on from you. As you know, every week we ask a different online poll of our small business audience. It's in the newsletter, it's on the website, it's on in our social media. And so the question we asked was, from the standpoint of the impact on your business, what grade would you give President Obama for his time in office? Here's the results, folks. 5% said an A. 5% of our respondents said they gave the president an A. 6% gave him a B. 6% gave him a C. So that is 17% gave the president what we'll call a passing grade. And then 9% gave him a D. Now that's a passing grade, but you can't graduate from college with that grade. So that's 26% gave him passing grades. And so you're right. 74% of our folks gave the president an F. Now remember, we didn't ask about how was the president doing on foreign affairs or the economy or keeping you safe or whatever. We said, what is, from the standpoint of the impact on your business, 74% said the president has failed. You know, it's been clear from day one that President Obama has been ambivalent to the Main Street economy at best. And actually against us at worst. His policies, in 7 years, the only policy that I can think of that he was for, that he promoted, that had any possibility of benefiting a small business on Main Street, was his Trans-Pacific Partnership, the trade agreement with the Pacific Rim countries. And a lot of small business owners, that's not a direct line benefit. It's a dotted line benefit. Over time, will benefit from that. But right now, it's going to take some time for that to come to fruition and for it to work its way through our customers and our contractors that we people we do business, the big companies we do business with, and for those people to do business through the TPP, and then from that business grow their business and then give us contracts from that. It's going to take some time. That's the reason I called it dotted line. In 7 years, the only thing I can attribute to President that where he was business friendly for Main Street was the TPP. Now what I can remember though. Are things that there's the list is long of the things that were straight line hurtful to Main Street small businesses. The way he's handled the internet through the ICANN giveaway and the FCC regulating the internet as a utility. Those are not good for Main Street. His assault, his NLRB assault on franchises. That's not good. And the tax increases. Obamacare has been horrible for small business. Direct line, not dotted line. Direct line. So from a small business standpoint, President Obama, according to 74% of my audience, small businesses who responded to our poll, 74% gave the president an F. Mr. President, you still got some time, less than a year left. You could do some good things if you wanted to. We would appreciate it very much. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.